It's time for a daily radio news update from Wave Farm Radio. This is Time Roy with radio news about radio waves. Nepal has been rocked by two devastating earthquakes, with major infrastructure destroyed and the most mountainous landscape in the world making it difficult for relief or information to get delivered. The first quake at 7.8 magnitude killed 8,000 people, and the second frightened the victims there, with many sleeping outdoors in its aftermath. With many phone lines down and electricity out, battery-operated radio receivers are the only link to the outside world in some towns and valleys. There were 263 operational community radio stations in Nepal when the earthquake struck. 20 were destroyed in the first earthquake, according to Shivam Vij in Scrollin. The World Association of Community Radio Broadcasters, AMARC, reports, quote, "Our staff from the Asia-Pacific office are on the ground and hard at work in collaboration with the Association of Community Radio Broadcasters in Nepal, assessing the status of community radios that have been damaged by the earthquake. Teams have been deployed in the field and are visiting some of the most severely impacted districts. More than 100 radio stations in 30 districts have been affected, are in need of urgent help," unquote. The group wrote in an online appeal for help. Norman Stockwell at Madison, Wisconsin's WORT interviews Stefan Mikasel, who is currently in Nepal, and talks about the community radio situation there.
The only one medium of information in this situation is radio. Neither there is any electricity, and people could not watch television, nor they can access newspapers or internet also. So the very important tool was radio in this situation. And when I was also in the camp, I used to listen radio about and getting information about the risk, and the radio themselves were in the situation, the risk, because some of the FM radio stations were damaged by this earthquake. They broadcast from outside, bringing the instrument outside, and from the ground they broadcast.
AMARC is raising funds to repair studios and broadcasting equipment, repair or rebuild antennas, towers, and power generation sources, buy computers and broadcasting equipment, and buy portable audio recorders and cameras for stations in Nepal. To help, one can click on www.amarc.org. Next door neighbor India isn't suffering from a natural disaster, but its community radio stations need help just the same. Manak Jain at Scrollin reports India has only 179 community radio stations instead of the 4,000 the government promised in 2007. While Nepal has 263 community radio stations, India has only 245 commercial radio stations in a much larger country. Quote, "More than 70% of the Indian population lives in villages, and a vast majority of them have little to no connectivity to internet, electricity, or telephone lines, making radio the only feasible medium for mass communication," unquote, Jane writes. One radio organizer, Shubhansri Chaudhary, the founder of CG Net Swara, an organization involved with setting up community radio and call centers to relay citizen news in Chhattisgarh, says, quote, "Community radio is a joke. It's not meant for communities, but for the rich and powerful who, funnily enough, don't threaten the government, but common people do," unquote. This is Tom Rowe reporting for Wave Farm Radio and WGXC. That was your daily radio news update from Wave Farm Radio. Tune in weeknights at midnight and 5 a.m. for radio news updates. And this week in radio news, Saturdays at 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. on Wave Farm Radio and WGXC.